translation of purport by His Divine Grace Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Narad Muni continued, "Thus, as the Supreme Personality of God had ordered, Prahlad Maharaja performed the ritualistic ceremonies for his father, O King Yudhisthira. He was then enthroned in the kingdom of Hiranyakasipu as directed by the Brahmins." Purport. It is essential that society be divided into four groups of men: Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras. Here we see that although Prahlad was perfect in every respect, he nonetheless followed the instructions of the Brahmanas who performed the Vedic rituals. Therefore, in society, there must be a very intelligent class of leaders who are well versed in the Vedic knowledge so that they can guide the entire populace to follow the Vedic principles and thus gradually become most perfect and eligible to return home back to Godhead. What are we going to do about this thing? This thing is, keeps coming down. Probably what we should do, yeah, just make it up. And then when it comes down, it'll be right. It'll come down right. Sheesh. There was an Ayurvedic doctor. There is an Ayurvedic doctor, friend of my sannyas guru in Udupi. And I was contemplating doing a panchakarma due to old age to clean out some toxins in the body, deep-seated toxins. And he said, if Shushruta Samhita and Charak Samhita don't have a solution to somebody's terminal disease, then they say, change the body. So, for any situation in this material world, probably that's not a bad suggestion. It's a lot easier. You know? This is not advocating suicide, but, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Amritavani said, "We are here for a very short while. If the body wears out by constant service to Hari, our efforts will be crowned with success." Then, says, "Physical illness with Hari Bhajan is preferable to physical fitness without Hari Bhajan." Everyone likes to keep their health good. And everybody requests everybody, make sure your health is good. But for increasing Hari Bhajan at the expense of one's health is not a bad idea. We should try to encourage Hari Bhajan. That is the thing that devotees are about. Even at the expense of one's health, one's wealth, one's everything. You encourage Hari Bhajan by word and deed. And that will be stronger. That will be the strongest act of charity that we can do for everyone. Now, there are different points here. First of all, was Srila Prabhupada's anxiety that human society should be divided according to divisions. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Brahmacharya, Grastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Four Varnas, four Ashrams. The idea of it is the common class of men, most of them are not qualified to become a devotee. Who is? We're just simply the mercy of devotees. Our Gurudev offered us to Krishna, and therefore Krishna is responsible for us. Otherwise, no one is qualified to enter the pastimes of the Lord. The Lord will invite somebody, or his parshada will invite somebody out of their causeless mercy. Nobody should think that they're qualified. We're not. We're hopeful, but we're not qualified. Still, Krishna reciprocates according to the devotee's desires. It's stated in Adi Leela, chapter 4, Chaitanya Charitamrita, verse 19, "Whichever way my devotee worships me, I reciprocate accordingly, and that is my nature." Having said that, people would like to get a shortcut, if you want one. There's no free lunch, but if you want one, worship Tulsi Rani, because she's Moksha Pradayani. She's Amritattva Pradayani. She gives liberation. She can give anything. I've got the Sanskrit now to prove it. And it's only going to increase over the years. Basically, there's no leela that Krishna does that she is not involved. There is no service to Krishna in this world heavenly planets, spiritual world that can be successful without her. And there's no anartha, unwanted habit that the living entity has got that she could not help them destroy. In short, she can do anything for anybody. Our Datri, our mother, surrogate mothers, they're only dealing with what you are, not what they would hope you would become. Your karma. Sukriti, duskriti, gunas and doshas, qualities and faults. But Tulsi Rani is different. She's a Jagadatri. She's a spiritual mother, mother of the universe. If you're ready to be a child, she's ready to be your mother. We have to prove that we're ready. Sananda Kumara in Vancouver said a very interesting realization. 50% perspiration and 50% ashraya. If you're not ready to sweat for her, we'll hardly know who she is. And they keep a very stepmotherly attitude about her. Yeah, we got it, Tulsi. We don't do a damn thing for them. It's pathetic. One Patakar, lecturer in India, not a devotee, he's a Mayavadi, but he had a very cool realization, which I quote often. On the balcony, they're keeping a Tulsi for religious purposes or for the people to see that they're religious. But in their refrigerator, they're keeping eggs. What kind of Hindu is that? He said. If you want to know what kind of standard somebody's got, open their refrigerator. Then you'll understand what kind of a human being they are. It's real crystal clear. So, perspiration, serving her, basically means to set up your infrastructure. And it means we should be meticulous about it. If you do something, do it right. Otherwise, you got to break it down and refurbish it and do it again. And some people are just too darn lazy for that. Better we teach them how to do it right the first time. Spend money the first time, set it up the first time. Once you set it up, then it's done. Then you can take shelter of her. Then she'll do the rest. We have to prove that we're ready to be a child. The child, when they grow up, the reverse revolts. They're dependent on the instructions of the mother, but the revolt is reversed. Now we have to support the mother. We have to help her out. Anything for my mother. That's the attitude. And if you're ready to pass that test, she's ready to do the rest. Lord Vishnu's spouse is not a poor girl, nor a foolish girl either. She's a real good engineer. You want to get something done, she'll come in the heart. She'll give you the brains how to get it done. And obstacles are welcome. In sweating for her, you're going to have plenty of obstacles. But these obstacles are opportunities for a devotee of substance because it purifies you. It brings you in to her. That's what she wants. Obstacles are part of her strategy, actually, to purify us. In this case, in this shloka, Narahari ordered Prahlad Maharaj to perform the funeral ceremonies of his father. And he did so according to the directions of the Brahmanas. The nature of a king is supposed to do it. And when somebody dies, we have to do the Shraddha ceremony. We have to do the funeral ceremony. Now, one devotee asked a question recently. If the living entity is transcendental to the body, what relationship do you got? The idea of it is that the bodily relationship is passed down in generations to people. And although previous generations have gone into somewhere else, still there's a very subtle connection. And that subtle connection is there, so we offer them prasadam on the day of their departure. We offer the devotees prasadam on their departure. We do spiritual things on their behalf. Chant Bhagavatam, chant Gita, like that, publicly. Offer them the fruit. In Vrindavan, during Kartik, they have one tithi. It's called Pitri Paksha. When they're offering oblations to the forefathers, out of rice balls usually, out of black sesame seeds, and black sesame seeds along with rice balls. Black sesame seeds are not edible. So that's why it's put. It's all right to offer to Lord Vishnu and the prasadam to the forefathers, But human beings should need it because it's got black seeds. That coating is inedible. And that's what it is. Otherwise, Garuda Purana says you become contaminated by the qualities of ghosts. Like that. So, a brahmana, a saintly person, anybody. Then you take that remnants that have been offered in the Shraddha Patra, that is offered, prasadam from Lord Vishnu, offered to your departed ancestor, and you put it outside. When the birds take it, it's considered to have gone to the ancestors. Therefore, they call it Pitripaksha. 2 weeks. Paksha is 2 weeks. 2 weeks where the birds will eat. Roughly 13 days, 1 day shy of 2 weeks. Pitripaksha. 2 weeks where the birds will eat it. That's what it means. So, and in Chaitanya Bhakti Ratnakar, it's mentioned that Dvaitacharya did it also for his father and made Haridas Thakur his disciple who received the prasadam. First person to receive the prasadam. So evidently, Dvaitacharya offered very opulent prasadam to Lord Vishnu and gave the remnants to his father, then gave the prasadam plate to Haridas Thakur. So as the first recipient, first guest that they fed. So in this case, it was not rice balls with black sesame seeds in that case. So this is something about Shraddha Patra that is practical, that is done. If you want more, we have a book called Garuda Purana Sarottara. I have the Devanagari and the English. It's 10 chapters long. Read it on a weekend when you don't have to go to work the next morning, because it's 10 chapters long and he's going to scare the hell out of you and your sleep is going to be toast for sure. Sometimes it's scaring is pretty fun, huh? It's fun to scare the hell out of me, you know, but it scares the hell out of you so much you're going to lose your sleep. It's good for Ekadasi. It's good for, another one is Stri Parva in Mahabharata. You read that. Sorry, gang, your sleep is toast, you know. Good for Ekadasis, you know. Good for Ekadasis like that. Good for a Saturday night when you got some time, you know. Read some shots like that and don't sleep. Yeah! You know? So that's that. Now, Prabhupada was in anxiety about the common class of men. They're not spiritual, but they should work. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Amritavani has got a very interesting point. It is not enough to engage the five karmendriyas, working senses, and the five gyanendriyas, knowledge-acquiring senses, according to our psychophysical nature, our talent. That's the beginning of bhakti. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate, Padma Purana says. Devotional service is considered, is said to be when you engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses. So, rather, more important than that, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, is to engage the mind in thinking of Krishna and the tongue in vibrating Krishna's glories at the same time while you work. The example is Mother Yasoda. She was churning milk products for her child. And she had the Brahmanis write in Kavita Krishna's glories in nice poetry so she could sing that while she was churning. And that is intense. If you've ever seen a traditional Indian way they churn things, now they got a belt and they got a motor and they try to do it automatic because ladies are lazier these days, you know, and they're quite fat in the city. Whereas if you did it the original way, those ladies are not going to put on any kg at all. And their hands are moving like the wind when they're churning yogurt. Now, interestingly enough, from a cook's perspective, if you make ghee out of butter, clarified butter, then there is a high HCl. It's a high cholesterol. Whereas, if you take it into yogurt And you take the cream of that yogurt and churn that, the high cholesterol is gone. You have low cholesterol. Maybe the original village technology is not a bad idea. So that's one thing. That's one thing. So you're getting ghee in minute forms, and the rest is buttermilk, which is offerable. Everything is offered to Krishna. And like that. When Mother Yasoda's bangles were moving so fast, and she was chanting Krishna's glory at the same time, what does that mean for us? It means we don't have an excuse. We should chant Krishna's glories while we work. Then it becomes paribhavita bhakti. Bhakti Siddhanta says, bhakti that is para, it is transcendental. It means, and that's what Krishna takes. It's not the dravya, it's not the item. It's the love behind the item. The love behind the item. It's not the physical item, it's the love behind the item. And the love behind the item is, the bhava is increased by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, given from the previous acharyas. That's our business. Of ABC to GBC, that's our business. To hear and chant the glories of the Lord with our friends and absorb in it, individually and collectively. That's our business. That's what we're here for. And when we do that, the mercy of the Lord becomes manifest. There's a fun thing. 13, Adi Leela, chapter 13, verse number 97 through 124 is Tripadi. Dvipadi in Bengali is interesting enough. You can sing it. But Tripadi means it's 100% you're singing it. The happiness is rising and it's 100% you're singing it. So Tripadi starts in Gauranga's Janma Leela from shloka number 97 to 124. It's cool. Now, 122 has got the benediction there, that Lord Chaitanya is very compassionate to those who hear about his birth. He awards them the shade of his lotus feet. When I saw that shloka, I thought, wait a minute, gang, that's what we're here for. Definitely learn that section. If you're going to memorize something, that's cool. Of course, memorization is, what should you learn? Should learn what's neat for you. That's what you memorize. Sync it to your mobile phone. Cram it in the brain. Basically, ultimately, it should be manohara. It should steal the mind. When it steals the mind, then you got it. The whole world stops. It becomes a very high priority. I want it yesterday. It's cool. And when you get that, Paramatma, Hridayanath, the Lord in the heart, he understands it. This devotee wants this very badly. All right, Matakshmati Ganam Apohanam Cha, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse 15 says, I give knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. All right, go ahead, have it. Prove it, you want it. Okay, have it. Rote memorization is not the thing. Entering into it again and again afterwards, that is the thing. So that's it. So for the mass of people that are not going to be spiritual, at least they should get somewhere in life. So, engaging according to their four varnas and ashramas is not bad. But, if you look in the Ramananda Samvad, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Gauranga's talking to Ramananda Rai, he says, Iha Bhaiya, that's external. Ultimately speaking, to engage somebody according to their varna and ashrama, although it's desirable in human society, iha bhaiya, this is external, Gauranga said. So, we have to go beyond that. But before we go beyond that, you got to first get there. Just like, for example, one sadhu said, before we can become Krishna conscious, at least we should become conscious. You know, polite, careful, and politeness and courtesy is becoming a very rare commodity in Kali Yuga right now. To be courteous, to be kind to jivas is a rare commodity. So we have to bring the public up to that. Rani does that very good. She's really good for new people. Because as Bhagavatam describes, First Canto, chapter 2, verse number 18 through 23, Tadā rajastamo bhava kama lobata yaschaye chete etherada vṛddham sthitam sattve prasiddhiti evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijñāna mukta saṅgha sichayate vidyante hṛdaya granthis chidyante sarva-saṅkṣaya chiyante tasya karma drishta evat manishvare. So that's clear. So persons go from the mode of ignorance to the mode of passion, to the mode of goodness, then Vishuddha Sattva. Then once they're in Vishuddha Sattva, purified goodness, they can understand conclusively what the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Thus the knots in the hearts are cut to pieces when one sees the self as master. Basically that's it. Tulsi Rani does the same thing. She pushes living entities that come to her shelter. She pushes them. Get cracking. Get cracking. Laziness is no good. Get cracking. Okay? Then, get cracking in a positive way. It's not sattvic to work in a passionate way. Work in the mode of goodness. Now try to purify that goodness by chanting and hearing and doing things spiritual. Then you wanted Krishna Gauranga like this? Take it. That's her strategy. Now she's Lakshmi Adhika. Even higher amongst the Lord's consort, even higher than Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi will purify her devotees. Tulsi Rani goes a step further. She tries to purify the non-devotees also. Those who try to exploit her body for sense gratification or something, she's trying to purify them, the demons. We don't like it. Vaishnavas will never like it. We don't want to exploit her body for medicine and this and that. Although, when you offer it to Lord Vishnu, it does work. But ultimately speaking, I found that she doesn't care. I'm finding the Sanskrit that she doesn't care that the demons are exploiting her body. She doesn't mind. We should mind as Vaishnavas or Vaishnavis of substance. But ultimately, she doesn't care. She's aloof. We have to set an example. Prahlad Maharaj became a Raja. He had to be led by his prime ministers were the Brahmanas. They have to set the example for the ritualistic activities given by the Brahmanas for the Praja, the public, the population at large. So Prahlad Maharaj did that to set a positive example. But his own intellect was not dependent on those rituals. He was internally. That's what chapter 9 has been about. The instructions of Prahlad Maharaj. Very good. The achar is important because the instructions go as deep as the example is. So Prahlad Maharaj set a wonderful example personally, and he also gave Upadesha very nice instructions that we can all live and thrive for. Externally, you may have to live within decorum, within society, as long as one exists within the world of names. But one's intelligence should be able to how to go beyond. And that can happen at any time. Prabhupada didn't quote much from Ramayana, but he quoted one nice verse, that when Vishwamitra Muni was talking with Dasarath, they were exchanging pleasantries. And Dasarath asked the sage, Oye hishtam yattam punar janma jayaya. O great sage, are you making advancement on your path to become deathless, to conquer the next birth? That is the result of everybody. So, everybody's got to die. Don't take life very seriously, the karmi's joke. Nobody gets out alive. So, everyone is going to die. It's a question of when. We should be prepared. That's what human life is meant for. Now, human life is that if today, Prabhupada was saying in his poetry, if today the opportunity came to meet you, I'll be surely ready to do so. As disciples, as anugas, as followers, we have to ask ourselves, are we ready? We would like not to be. We would like to be, but we're not. I was funny. We asked devotees, senior devotees, that when your body becomes no longer useful, stay in the Dhamma, please. and teach us the final example. He said, I thought it was noteworthy that that sadhu asked me to do that. However, I'm just not ready to leave right now. Tomorrow, Krishnamurti had a talk with Prabhupada, said, Prabhupada wanted us to finish up and go back to Godhead in this birth. But if you feel you're not ready, Krishna's ready to extend your life a little bit to give you a little bit more time to get there. So that was an interesting point. Still, nonetheless, you never know. When it's time to go, it's time to go. Like, I ran into my godbrother, the husband of a god sister who left her body in a crash in France. Her story is mentioned in a book called Vaishnavi. And what happened was, she had a dream that she was going to be involved in a big auto accident in the middle of the winter. And she told her girlfriend, and he said, better become internal. So the lady was married with three kids. She thought, all right, I have to do my grihastha dharma. But she became internal. She read more, chanted more. Sure enough, in the middle of the winter in France, the car spun out and had an accident. Just before she left the temple, she told her friend, I'm leaving. Could you take care of my children? So she basically knew that she was leaving. And then, Jai Radha Gokulananda, Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Jai Gorda Jai Shalagram Gan, Tosi Rani, Jai. Then when the rescue workers came about a half an hour later after the accident, don't worry, we'll get you out. She says, forget it. I knew this was coming. She reached for her beads and left. Rescue worker told her husband that. Last words of your wife. Don't worry about it. I knew this was coming. She picked up her beads, chant, left the body. Very interesting. Very cool. So, every one of us in this room has to leave. We should go out with a bang. We should go out with really give a good legacy. As long as we live, we should set a good legacy. And work really hard for Krishna and the sadhus and sadvis. Like that. That's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 15, verse 104. Krishna seva Vaishnava sevan nirantara kuru hari nama sankirtan. So Gauranga told Satyaraj Khan, our business is to serve Krishna as much as possible and serve the devotees and chant Krishna's name constantly. That's our business as devotees. And we have to leave a legacy. Try to set an example. Now, most people in this world are householders and they have kids, and the kids are mostly trash. Out of the kids, what is it? 1 out of 100, 1 out of 1,000? Kids are good. If the kid is good, the parents are shinier. So we should respect kids that are good. And where's the parents? We want to meet them. The parents must be better if the kid is good. Now, what about the rest of the kids that are not so cool? Okay? That's what Ekadasi is for. That's what Tulsi Rani Seva is for. Make your children pure devotees of Tulsi Rani. Teach them to do Ekadasi. Nirjala is not a big deal, to tell you quite frankly. What's a big deal is staying up all night. That's a big deal. Now, if we're worried about our grandfather, grandmother, departed auntie, uncle, stupid teenage kid doesn't listen to you what you say, then basically you're on Dwadasi day, you say, my dear Lord, I've done these austerities for you. Could you please take care of X, Y, Z? Now, Krishna sometimes ignores his devotee. That's stated in 10th Canto, chapter 32, verse 20. Krishna sometimes ignores your request. It means he wants you to up your ante, up your determination. do it even more intense. That's what he wants. Now, if after you up your ante and you became a little bit more intense about it, by then you're so absorbed in Krishna you forget about your grandfather, grandmother, your auntie, uncle, your stupid kid. But Krishna never forgot. Be careful what you desire, you may get it. It's a question of when. So, it's like that. So these are some things you can do. And in the mandatoriness of Ekadasi, I think it's in Hari Bhakti Vilas 12, Sanatan Pad says, if you, for any reason, you cannot fast, then somebody else can fast on your behalf, but you can't pay them for it. Brahmana, Brahmani, Sadhu, Sadvi, they can fast on your behalf, but you can't pay them for it. And if you fast on behalf of somebody else, you get 100 times the fruit than if you fast it for yourself. Big deal. Yeah, that's far out, you know. So it's not a bad thing. Now, another cool thing it said. It didn't matter what your nokri was, what your job was. It said, you could have been a prostitute, you could have been a murderer, an extortionist. Didn't matter. If you did a Ekadasi, you're liberated anyway. Wait a minute. Our birth is not so cool. This is big thing. It's a big thing. Have your legalized burglars do it. Now, another trick I found from Hari Bhakti Vilas. That was cool. I liked. If you have to eat something or sleep something, because old habits die hard, we're attached to the body. Ekadasi, we know this philosopher, philosophy. Aham Brahmasmi, I'm spirit soul. Ekadasi means prove it. What are you doing to prove it? That you're spirit soul. That you're going to do abhyasam. What are you going to do to prove it? Ekadasi means prove it, sir. Now, we're not very good at doing that in Kali Yuga, right? So it says if you have to eat something or sleep something on Ekadasi, you make a garland out of tulsi with your own hands and you put it on the Lord's neck. Krishna will be so pleased with you, he'll give you the result of Ekadasi anyway. That is cool. Then it says in Dwadasi, don't take it off. Take off the flowers, but don't take off the tulsi. He likes it. Cool stuff. Cool stuff. And then another heavy sloka. Scare the hell out of your sloka. These are cool. It's neat things. It says, to have sex with your mother is good. To kill Brahmins and eat the flesh of cows are good. But don't eat on Ekadasi. It'll basically scare the hell out of your slipa shloka, you know, and give you some upadesha. Because the idea of it scaring the hell out of you, you're going to definitely remember that instruction. So it's cool stuff. It's cool stuff. Now, what about eating? You know, we can eat Ekadasi, it's all right. We can eat fruits or something like that. Yeah, if you're preaching. Who's preaching? 1% of the population? The rest people, it's for Atma Shuddhi. It's good. Everybody needs a good clean out. Once every 2 weeks, once every week. To fast is not a big, bad deal. To clean out all the junk out of the body. There's further tricks of the trade. Okay? When you start to feel sleepy at night, get the best kirtaniers then. That'll help you. Don't stop moving, don't stop chanting, don't sit down. You're feeling sleepy further? Worship the deity privately. Give him an abhishek. According to how many people you got and an all-nighter, you should have half of that. Everybody should get a liter of charanamrit to break their fast with. Half of it should be yogurt. You fasted 24 hours. There's a lot of toxins going to flow out of the body. And if you eat anything or drink anything the next morning, you're going to have an intestinal explosion. Okay? So, in order to get free of the intestinal explosion, if you take a liter of yogurt, charanamrit, la, there's no explosion. Gee, smart. So, 50% of the whatever you pour in the deity should be yogurt. Okay? Whisk it up, you know, like that. Whatever you got to do. Honey is heavy. Then add some hot water to it. Whisk it up. Like that. Ghee, very less. Very less. And you don't pour it. If you have painted eyes, don't pour it over painted eyes because the paint will come off. So you have to pour it on their feet. Use a lot of hot water like that. But whatever the whole shebang, the whole thing is left over, half of it should be yogurt. Use your brains to figure it out. It's nice. Then you pass it out to everybody. And everybody gets it to take home with them. Lovely. You know? And what about the next day, huh, gang? Well, try to stay away from your bed and stay busy. Whatever you didn't have time to do, do it on Dwadasi. Yeah? What's the next thing? Next thing is, if you got to sleep at all, sleep like the cows or the bulls do. In Vrindavan, I stay in a goshala. Can't love Krishna Balaram and hate the cows. It just doesn't work. You got to, you know, so I stay there. It's naturally. And it's a peaceful place. Cows are peaceful. They're pretty mellow, you know, really. So I saw one bull put his head in the ground. And I asked the Bengali servants of the cows, I said, hey, what's the matter with the bull? What's the matter with the bull? And the guy laughed. And he just touched the bull and the bull goes, boop. He was just taking a snap. He put his head on the ground, glad, and he stuck out his tongue out. And he was taking a nap for a second. And they just touched the bull and it, blah. It was funny like anything. I remember I laughed. I got, and the cows and the bulls, they teach you how to do jagaran. Jagaran. Say how to stay up at night. Because at nighttime, they're all wandering around, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock, like nothing happened, you know. They're wandering around like anything, you know. Nothing happened, you know. And it, you know, sometimes they mellow out. You know, they close their eyes a little bit and they mellow out a little bit, you know, in the daytime. You know, they're basically, they're very, very mellow people, you know. So we should teach people that by our own example. Prahlad Maharaj did that as a Raja. But Pritobhavarga Sharanam Kwayase Kadanu is one nice prayer that he says. My dear Lord, when will you be pleased to call me back to your lotus feet for your shelter? When will that day come? So in his mind he was hankering. You have an external capacity. You have a public profile and a private consideration. Privately, you should memorize and hear and chant a lot more. That should drive you toward your relationship with Krishna. We'll stop here. Is there any questions now?